And it's something that I had to fess up to many, many months ago, and I've rectified my ways throughout the years. I have been a food waster. I don't think I'm alone there. You know, you go and buy this and that and the other and you think, I'm going to make this dish and I'm going to make that dish, and then all of a sudden it doesn't eventuate and you feel so, so bad that good food finds its way into the rubbish bin. Well, it's not just you and I, but also commercial ventures as well. It's the nature of the beast. But OzHarvest have been working very, very hard since 2007. Lovely to have Monique Maguire, manager of OzHarvest. Monique, good morning. How would you be on this lovely Wednesday?
Good morning, Todd. I'm feeling fantastic.
Good. That's what we want. Now, 1,300 tons of food. It's hard to get our head around when we just give that figure, but you've extrapolated the data. I love to say that. You've extrapolated the data. I don't know what it means, but it sounds good. 1,000 Holden Commodores or 2 Jumbo 747 planes. That really does put it into context. That's the amount of food that's been thrown out by Hunter restaurants and supermarkets since 2007.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's quite amazing that, you know, we've been able to rescue that amount of food in such a short time. And, you know, we're only a very small organisation here in Newcastle, so it's a good job. Well done.
It certainly is a great job. Well done. And it's good to look back sometimes, but you can't really blame yourself at times. But I'm sure there have been periods where you've gone, why didn't someone or we start this sooner? Because throughout the years, it's just amazing how much food could have been saved.
Well, that's so true. And actually, OzHarvest started in Sydney in 2004. So the lady that started it, her name's Ronnie Khan, and she had her own events company, and she saw how much food got wasted at the events that she organised, and that's actually how it began. She thought, no, I can't do this anymore. I've got to do something about the food waste. And she actually had to petition the government to get the laws changed back then, because before 2004, the businesses weren't allowed to give away their food, but she had changed all that, and now they can give it away without fear of any liability. So, thank God for Ronnie.
Yeah, well, there are some jobs where you come home at the end of the day and you feel satisfied that you've actually done something really, really well, and gives you that real sense of community. This must be one of those jobs.
It really is, and the fact that not only are we helping our environment by the food not going to landfill, but we're also helping people that aren't quite as fortunate as what we are, people that don't have enough money at the end of the week to buy food because they've got to pay all their bills, and always food's the first thing that gets put to the side. So it's great to know that, you know, we're helping a lot of services by delivering food. And, you know, all the charities that we deliver food to, we're helping them save money because we, you know, we're supplementing what they might have to buy. So, yeah, it's really good. It's although we're just one organisation, we help so many others, which is the great thing about OzHarvest.
I'm going to get really ethereal now. The longest journey begins with a single step. How do you like that? But it's true, isn't it?
It is.
You know, yeah. We tend to travel, Monique, and if you're lucky enough, and we go to other countries where we come across rampant poverty, and we often come back to Australia and we go, wow, we've just been to India, or I've just been to parts of South America or parts of Asia, and you see it on the street, and even in parts of America, the USA, people on the street basically begging. We come back to Australia and we think, oh, no, everything's okay here. But for a lot of us, we don't see people generally in a day-to-day period that are doing it hard, do we?
No, we certainly don't. And I think people talk about homeless people. It's not only homeless people that actually need help. It's people that work. They're on low incomes, but, you know, their rents are so high. The bills pile up, and you don't know about those people. You might see someone homeless on the street, but there's many, many other people that just can't make ends meet.
It's just win, 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 and that's fantastic. And I would imagine you're always on the lookout for for other providers who can help you out. And as you said, charities, if it means they don't have to dig into their pocket, they can spend money on housing, they can spend money on support services. So it just is a great thing for the community. I wish OzHarvest a long and successful stint forever and ever. And to you and all the gang who work hard, thank you very much for what you do.
Thanks so much for having me, Todd.
It's a pleasure. And when you think about it again, since 2007, the weight of 1,000 Holden Commodores, or if you're a Ford supporter, we're not going to split the difference, but it's a lot of food, and it certainly has gone to a great cause. 16 to 10.